This draw your chairs up real close to this Victrola, because you're going to hear something that you've been gouging each other about for some time. Because I know what you'll say about me, but that's quite all right as long as you buy these records. This occurred, a couple of years ago, maybe longer than that, in San Francisco. I was working for a friend of mine up there. She is a mess. She has a face like a wet sponge. And her double chin hides, it hangs down so far that it looks like a white calendar without numerals on it. Of course, her lower lip covers most of that, too. But anyway, she runs a cafe up there, nightclub, so to speak. And what a camp that is. But anyway, one night she decided... Come closer. One night she decided that she was going to give this party up at her apartment. Her apartment was on Stockton Street. It used to be a piano company's building, but the piano company moved out. And now they just play whatever instrument they happen to find in the building. But anyway, she said to me in a loud tone of voice, she's the camp, really, she is. She's the only woman in the world keeps her hat on by suction. She has all of her hats lined with the end of a toilet plunger. Every time she takes her hat off, some of them and cork in the jar, and one of them... That's just the way it sounds. Well, of course, I said to her, I said, you really going to give a party? She said, I'm going to give a party up at my apartment this very night. I looked at her in amazement, because after all, what can you do with a woman like that? And I said to her, I said, well, what's going to occur? And she says, well, the one that wears the most beautiful dress, I'll give her $25. Well, after all, good heavens, I look good in black sequin. So I put on a lovely thing, because I like tulle better. But tulle with sequins is all right. So I wore a lovely thing, as cuts the load of what it didn't show it pointed at. And the party was going along, Grant. Oh, Mary, the party was a camp. Everybody was drinking and screaming and dancing. Well, all of a sudden, there was a rap on the door. There was a type of a knock that you couldn't ignore. You had to answer. It was one of these things. And the lady said, my God, who's at that door? So she went to the door, and the man was standing with a badge behind his lapel, and he says, do you know who we are? And she says, you can't come in. You're not in drag. You know what drag means, of course. So I heard this commotion. I said, this is no time to lose a spangle. And we flew out onto the fire escape and went up the side of the building. Well, in San Francisco, in that direction is a definite novelty, but we went up the side of the building anyway. And you know how cold it is with that fog. Oh, Mary, it's a cap. We got on the building, and the fog is so you have to lift it like you would a curtain and say, why, Myrtle, what are you doing? And out of this whole melange, they caught seven little anemic bitches that got trampled in our rush. Oh, I felt sorry for those kids. Really, I did, because... And then they said to the lady who was giving the party, she says, you will have to come to the station with us. She says, I don't mind going to the station, but you wait till I get my fox furs. Her furs ain't a thing but a black chenille bath mat with white mascara down the sides. So they got her down to the wagon. Mary, I'll never forget this if I live to be normal. They dragged her down to the wagon, her with all this gut, and they get her out into the street, and that narrow the thing on the wagon, the door, you can't get her through it. So lo and behold, they said, we'll lead her to the station like you would an old cow in heat. Sucks it, bossy, one of them things. So they took her by hand and dragged her on down. And when she got down to the station, I have seen mad broads. I have seen mad women. But this one... Oh, honey, she was frothing at both ends. When they got her down to the station, this woman was giving the party. Oh, it was a positive camp. I have never in my life heard anything like it. So she said, I want to know what the bail is here. The man says, $5 a head. She says, well, how many of us are they? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Where'd you come from? Well, I thought that was a little bit aplazookish, so to put it. And so they all came back to the apartment. I said, well, let's keep this thing going. No time to go to court in the morning, because after all, my going into a courtroom when I've been dragged in chains with the hair of the head screaming sanctuary is a definite novelty for me. So we got her in a little black dress and pulled the gut up with an inverted nail keg, something she had never had it that high before in her entire life. And we gave her a little magazine called Town and Country. The bitch can't read a word. She had Town and Country on the arm and slick paper. What else could she do but look at it? Don't joke. Anyway, this goings on. It came time to go into the courtroom. So I didn't want to be recognized too quick. So I put on my veil and my long lashes, and I was skipping through the courtroom. Somebody says, hello, Miss Bourbon. I said, hello, dear. I gave myself away before I could think. I'd been charity for so long, I couldn't figure why I'd charge it in the courtroom. So we skipped into the place, and Mary, you have never in your life seen such a camp. The courtroom was a mess. Everybody was accused of everything, which was a lie because there hadn't been time. One old auntie, God love her, she's dead now. She dropped dead in a toilet in Long Beach. Her name was Mother Kennedy. I knew she skipped into the courtroom screaming, it's a lie, it's a lie. Well, now, how would we know it was a lie with her, because after all, she was up there cruising them halls anyway. And poor old thing, she was as bald as a billiard ball, and she always wore a toupee with a part down the middle, but this morning she had the part on crossway, the bangs and a flange up and back. She'd look a hooflang dung right out of Chinatown, one of them things. So the judge said to lock her up till she lights, and we'll find out what the hell she's talking about, see? So anyway, they said, this woman who gave the party, they said, do you want to take the witness stand? And she said, no, I don't want to take the witness stand, but I'm going to take the witness stand. There's a couple of things in this courtroom I want to tell Your Honor. So lo and behold, she took the witness stand, and when she sat down, you could hear the girdle give. I was scared that it was going to pop and things would come out through the cracks of them barrel staves. So anyway, she looked up at the judge with a kind of a faint recognition on her face. Then all of a sudden, the entire face went blank, the double chins fell, and the eyelashes fluttered, and she says, Your Honor, you've been in my club. The judge looked down at her with a very coy expression. He says, I don't think so. She says, oh, yes, you have. I run a very respectable house, a place in this town, and you have been in my club. And furthermore, they call you Market Street Myrtle. Mary, with that, I laid right down on the floor. I felt that was the natural thing for me to do. So I did. And the case was dismissed, and my bitches all skipped back to the apartment and had a good morning cap for the whole thing.